Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 4 of Jeremiah chapter 29. This is what the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, says to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and live in them, and plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and father sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands, so that they may give birth to sons and daughters and grow in numbers there and do not decrease. Seek the prosperity of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord in its behalf, for in its prosperity will be your prosperity. For this is what the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, says: Do not let your prophets, who are in your midst, or your diviners deceive you, and do not listen to their interpretations of your dreams which you dream, for they prophesy falsely to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. For this is what the Lord says: When 70 years have been completed for Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you, to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for prosperity and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will let myself be found by you, declares the Lord. And I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from where I sent you into exile.
Have the events of your life been what you expected them to be? We'd probably all have to answer no to that question. Only God knows the future and the plans He has for us. But even though we face unexpected disappointments and hardships, there's one thing we can know for certain. God's plans for those of us who are believers are always good. Since the exiled people of Judah wanted to return to Israel as quickly as possible, they started listening to the bad counsel of false prophets. To correct this, Jeremiah told them to settle down and pray for the welfare of their place of residence. This was God's best for them at present, and was a part of the good plans He had for their future restoration. If we want to discover the Lord's best for our life, we must trust that His way is better than our plans and desires. We like to think that we can figure things out on our own, but there's truly no one who understands our needs better than He does. Our Heavenly Father sees what lies ahead and knows what He wants to accomplish in every situation of our life. And by spending time regularly in His Word, we'll find our trust in Him growing as we learn and surrender to His ways and plans.